Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's another Saturday morning with our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE with Americana Insurance. We have a special guest with us this morning, and the good news, folks, if you're waiting to hear Tom Sorensen's voice, he's on sabbatical. He won't be with us this morning. We brought in Suzanne Dixon from Americana Insurance. A good morning to you, Suzanne.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, getting ready for some more, well, not looking for it, but we have more snow in the forecast for the weekend, so don't fray, don't step away. We've got snow coming our way. Let's kick things off on this Saturday morning, and this is something that is very unique for a lot of individuals, and it can be a downside, it can be an upside. We're hoping after you hear this program and attend the class, this is going to be an upside for those folks that maybe are renting, as we're going to talk a little bit about how you walk through step by step with first-time home buyers.
Yeah, so Farmers State Bank is putting on a class, and they have invited Americana Insurance and Heather Allen and Matt Johnson from Leland Realty, as well as Peggy Surratt with Stewart Title, to come and kind of put all of the aspects of our business into the class. The class is going to be on Thursday, February 28th from 6:30 to 8 that evening at Farmers State Bank. And so we welcome anybody that is, like you said, renting and looking at buying a home for the first time, or interested, they have some friends or whoever, to come and ask questions and get some of the knowledge from those of us that will be presenting at the class.
And this is really putting all of the aspects together, because we're going to welcome in Diane from Farmers State Bank. Before we get to Diane, you know, people may ask, well, why is Americana Insurance doing this? This is just one piece of the puzzle. As you're looking for first-time home buyers, you know, there are some pitfalls, there's some good things, and you know, anytime someone buys a home, it should always be a good experience. And Diane is with us this morning from Farmers State Bank. So Diane, welcome aboard on this Saturday morning. Let's kind of walk through the process. Ultimately, we want folks to show up on February 28th from 6:30 until 8 o'clock, but explain kind of how is this class actually going to work?
Okay, how it's going to do is I'll start off the class. We'll talk about the lender side, what kind of things that first-time home buyers should think about, because right now with the inventory being so low, it's really important that you get going early and talk to your lender, talk about the certain documentation that is required in order to get moving faster, because right now there's just very few houses on the market. You're going to have a bigger interest come spring and summer, if we ever get to that. And we want you to be sure to get your information out there and fast.
And that's very key, Diane, as you look at folks that are driving around. Inventory is quite low. It is a seller's market, if you want to say that, here, not only in Albert Lea, but in Fribourg County, as Americana Insurance has customers throughout the counties around here in southern Minnesota. But this class is really going to help folks understand how the process works, because a lot of folks that are renting, it could be boyfriend, girlfriend, it could be a younger couple, it could be someone that's recently engaged and looking at getting their first home together. A lot of folks will just, you know, they'll go on the internet and they'll say, oh, here's a nice house, let's drive by that house, take a look at it. Oh, that's the house we want. There's a little process to go through this versus just looking up a house and wanting it. There's our steps, and this is part of right. What the class is going to go about.
Right. And it's very important to talk to your lender before you even start looking at houses, because you hate to look at a house and you can't afford it. The process won't be as fun as what you would want it to be, because now you've got your sights on something really high and expensive that you can't afford, and now you have to bring it down a little bit. So we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but we just want to keep them level-headed.
Talk about that right off the bat here, Diane, with Farmers State Bank. Okay, so our first step would be is not only a first-time home buyer, but you also offer loans to home buyers as well. The market is very steep, so to speak, as far as the number of homes that are actually available. the first step, if I'm going to play myself, my first step would be to get a hold of Farmer State Bank, and depending on if it's a husband or wife or a single individual or boyfriend, girlfriend, or you're engaged, you're looking to get married, what's the first step that Farmer State Bank is going to ask you?
First, apply online. Come in, bring all your documents. We're going to be wanting your taxes. We're going to want your 2 years W-2s. We're going to want your bank statements and pay stubs. Once you get those, the bank can look at and analyze your income, look at your debt, because we will pull credit. So if you apply, we're going to pull credit. We're going to see where you're at financially, see what you can afford, and then we'll sit down with you. We'll go over about, you know, what you're looking at, how much you can afford to. So then from there, you can decide on what kind of house you're really looking at. And then once you're into that, then you can start looking into realtors. And then once you get to realtors, then you come back with the purchase agreement, and then we can move forward. And that's when Suzanne and the title company come into play.
You know, a lot of folks that may be renting right now as a younger folks, they may pay, let's just say, $900 a month in rent. And I think in the back of their mind, they're already thinking, well, if I'm paying $900 rent now and I'm making ends meet, that doesn't automatically transpire into buying a home that they may not be able to afford that $900 a month, because some of the things that they may not look at is, okay, of that $900, that includes all utilities. That includes your internet. That includes the TV. Now at $900 plus, if those things are not included when someone is looking at buying a home. But it's always a chance and an opportunity to folks to really look at this program. And that's why we're really stressing that they come to this class on February 28th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. It'll be at Farmer State Bank. Farmer State Bank right across the street here from the Skyline Plaza. Call ahead, Diane, and get their name on the list.
That would be great if they could call ahead. They can call us at 507-373-1945. Otherwise, we do have it on Facebook, and if you just want to click going or interested, this way we can get it. Because we are serving a little meal, so not a big one, but a little one, and just something to tie them over, because it is at 6:30. So that's kind of, and it's free to the public. This is steered directly to first-time home buyers, but if it's been a while since you've been purchased a house and you're also interested in buying one, you're welcome too. But so we'll be rehashing it, and we're going to bring it down so this way everybody can understand, go over, because you know, in the lending business, we just assume everyone knows more than certain terms, and so we just want to go over the basics and preparing you to buy a house, and what's the difference between inspection and appraisal, what's an escrow, what's down payment, what's PITI, and we're going to drill it down and make it so that the first-time home buyers feel confident in the decisions that they're going to make, because it's going to be quick decisions that they have to make.
And they have to do them, as you say, very quickly, and if they follow these steps, it'll make this experience a joyful experience versus a Debbie Downer experience. Let's take our first break on our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning. We're going to find out more about what this class will entail, maybe talk a little bit, should you have an inspection, should you not have an inspection, and we'll also visit a little bit with Suzanne here as far as her role in this class, as far as the insurance side is concerned. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more with our Insights into Insurance program here on Kate's 1450.
You know when your line starts singing and you're positive you've hooked into a big one, but sometimes everything stops. Suddenly, it's a sad story about the one that got away. Crops can be like that too. You put in all the work, but there's always a chance nature might try and take it away. At Americana, we help farmers find the best crop insurance options to protect against loss from hail, excess moisture, drought, wind, and fire. So put Americana in your tackle box. Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team. AmericanaInsurance.com.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning here on 1450. Mike Whitus along with Suzanne from Americana Insurance and Diane from Farmer State Bank. We're talking about first-time home buyers, and there is a class coming up February 28th. It's from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. It'll be at Farmer State Bank, located right across the street here from the radio station of the Skyline Plaza on West Main Street. You can't miss it. But Suzanne, I thought we'd talk a little bit, you know, we're trying to walk people through this process. We want it to be a happy feeling. We want them to have a good experience, especially those folks that are looking at buying a home versus renting a home. And you're just part of the puzzle piece to put it all together. Diane and her group is kind of leading things off. But let's talk a little bit about insurance, because a lot of folks may not realize there is a little process. Once the thing is put together, you've got to have insurance on this new property.
Yeah, so the bank is going to require, obviously, if you have a loan, that you have insurance. And I guess what we see a lot of times is somebody that rents maybe doesn't have homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance, and so they don't really understand what all goes into there. So a lot of times we as agents get requests from the banks for a binder, and so I may not even know that somebody's buying a home, and so we got to contact them, and we go out and take a look at the property, and we got to know what, how old the roof is, and does it have circuit breakers or fuses, and does it have a pool, does it have a finished basement with a sump pump, because that is, you know, those are the things that definitely coverage, you want to make sure you have the right coverage. Cheapest isn't always the best. And a lot of times they're like, well, I don't want it to be too expensive because it's going to raise my mortgage payment or because it's in escrow. And so what I really stress with people is make sure that you've got the right coverage. Make sure you've got replacement costs. Make sure you've got sewer water backup if you've got a finished basement.
Sump pump is another one.
Sump pump is water sewer. So make sure, you know, you've got all those bells and whistles on there that a lot of policies come with. And a lot of times they'll say, well, the appraisal was came in at $100,000 and you want to insure my house for $220,000. Well, the assessed value, the appraised value, and the replacement costs are a lot of times different things. So we look at as replacement cost, if the home was totally gone, what is it going to take to rebuild that size of home today, not what it was in 1950. So loan value can be different than assessed value, appraised value, replacement costs. So those are the things that really throw people off. I always tell people, make sure you've got the right coverage. Cheap is not always the best bet. So,
and that's very true. And as first-time home buyers looking at this whole process, these are things that we're trying to bring up in this class coming up on the 28th of February. But also, if you're not able to attend the class, you can always give Farmer State Bank a call and say, you know, I can't make the class, but I want to visit with Diane or any of the professionals over at the bank and kind of get that process going. But most importantly, Diane, as we're talking about this, is Farmer State Bank obviously is a bank. They do lots of home mortgages and first-time home buyers. We want it to be a good experience for them. And in doing so, once that purchase agreement is put in place, things kind of move very rapidly, but not in a sense that a lot of folks think, well, I got the purchase agreement, everything's good, I should have that house in a week. It does take a little time.
It does. The appraisal itself can take anywhere between 2 to 3 weeks. And the busier time of the year, that's when it takes longer. Title work, again, takes about 2 weeks. So we have to keep that in mind. But just because those items take 2 weeks for that to be done, we also have a lot to do. Well, we're going to be talking about, you know, making sure you talk to your insurance company, other issues that are going on. So the documentation you give us, what are we seeing? Is it requiring us to get more documentation? There's just a lot to be doing. And so once we get going on that, then of course we watch and see how the appraisal comes back and how the title work comes back. And if there's issues, then that's also going to take time. And sometimes that can be a bargaining tool for the buyer.
And as we go through this process, Diane, I guess the most important thing we want to let people know about is once that purchase agreement has been signed, yes, there's always stuff going on behind the background, from insurance to title work to the inspection. If everything went as smooth as possible, it could be 30 to 45 days before you actually are able to move into that house of your dream.
Exactly.
And so when we look at the process, I guess the main thing we want to stress is you have to have patience. A lot of folks are excited about getting that new home, but you have to have a little patience in putting everything in the process, and this class is going to walk you through it. If you're not able to attend the class, you can always give Farmer State Bank a call at 373-1945. The class is February 28th, 6:30 until 8 o'clock. And I guess the most number one thing that we want folks to go away with this program on Saturday morning is, what is step number one?
step number one is talking to your lender, and then they're going to be wanting your documentation. And in order for you to receive a pre-approval letter or a pre-qual letter, you should probably be talking to them, because they're the ones that are going to be supplying your realtor with that information. Step one, talk to your lender. And then you can start looking at houses, because that's going to tell you what you're pre-approved for. Most sellers nowadays are requiring a pre-approval or a pre-qual letter.
And that's very key, so that you understand that if you're looking at a $100,000 home, that you've been pre-approved to actually afford a $100,000
home.
Or you're going to have that downside where you're all excited and you're telling all your friends that I found a house, I get to move into that house, and then you find out, oops, I didn't do step number one. So class coming up February 28th from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. It'll be at Farmers State Bank. Give Diane and the professionals over there a call, 373-1945. And make sure you follow through with the process. You'll be much happier and less frustrated than actually just looking at a house, saying, that's the house, we're going to get it, and then find out you're not even in the right ballpark. Diane, thanks for coming in on a Saturday morning and talking about our first-time homebuyers program here on our Insights in
thanks
Insurance
so much,
program. Suzanne, as always, boy, we didn't miss Tom a heartbeat.
We moved right along. He'll be so happy I did such a great job.
We'll see you next week.
Sounds good, Mike. Take
all right.
care.
That'll wrap up this edition of our Insights into Insurance program on Kate's 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.